friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, praise the Lord. I am so glad that you're here. Pull up a chair to the table of fellowship. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on this May the 7th, 2015. How you doing? It's Joey Kroll with you. Are you enjoying the little bit warmer week that we've been having here? Oh, yes. Praise God for air conditioning. Amen. Well, so good to see you. I'm glad that you're here. Welcome to Thursday. It's the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. And just a quick reminder, coming up on Saturday, June 13th, 7 p.m., Ivan Parker in concert at First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. Would love to have you. The Singing Men of GNN will be there as well. I've made provisions to set aside some time to be there that night as well. This is just going to be a great night of fellowship, worship, and just worshiping. That's right, worshiping with other Great News Radio listeners. Now, general seating is a suggested gift of $10. Or, hey, if you like the reserved seating in the artist circle and a meet and greet experience with Ivan Parker for a suggested gift of $25, give us a call. We'll reserve a nice little area for you to be part of that. 217-367-7777. And a few months ago, Ivan Parker was, I believe, in Springfield, if I remember correctly. He had a chance to just hear him. He was with a couple other groups as well, and that was just a great night. That was just kind of scratching the surface of what we'll experience on the 13th of June, which, by the way, is next month. This is going by way too quickly here. But, yeah, I do encourage you to be part of that again. Saturday night, June 13th, 7 p.m., First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. It's on the corner of Prospect and Burwash Avenue in Savoy. Be part of that. We would love to have you. Also, would love to have you take advantage of the 2020 challenge. Can you be a friend today to give a gift of $20 a month? That's less, much less than a dollar a day. A gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months. Of course, we're listener-supported. We really do depend on God's grace and friends like you who rally around, link arms with us, so to speak, as we become co-laborers in the ministry. So we would love for you to be part of that. You can send in your gift of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, or you can give a gift at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the button Donate right there on the right-hand side of our website. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, we are going to be talking about the God of second chances. Oh, praise the Lord. So we're going to be talking about the God of second chances. We're going to be taking a look at the life of Moses right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Now when the saints marching in, when the saints go marching in, dear Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, I'm just a weary pilgrim traveling through this world of sin, getting ready for my Savior. When the saints go marching in, now when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, dear Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in,
I have a loving mother, she's gone on before, and I promised I would meet her on heaven's golden shore. When the saints marching in,
marching in,
when the saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be in that number, when the saints go marching in.
And my father, may God bless him, I can see him now and then, with a robe of white around him, when the saints go marching in. Now when the saints go marching in,
when the saints go marching in,
oh Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in,
I'm waiting for that chariot to swing low, and I'll step in on a cloud of white. I'll leave here when the saints go marching in.
When the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in,
oh Lord, I want
game of basketball, one of the most important positions is the power forward. Because, see, it's the power forward and his ability to rebound the ball that makes him a valuable person on the team. In fact, I remember one of the best rebounders in the NBA in the 1990s was Dennis Rodman. Remember Dennis Rodman? Oh, praise the Lord. He was probably one of the biggest top rebounders of the 1990s. See, if there is a need for a rebound, then that means a shot has been missed. See, you don't need a rebound unless something has been missed. And if the shot has been missed, that means a shot was attempted. Somehow, something went wrong in the attempt that called for a rebound. If you ever study the Word of God, you will find out that some of the greatest men and women in the Bible had missed shots. Many of God's servants who were off target, who had a missed shot, who was in need of a rebound. In fact, if you really study it, you will find, and I think in many cases, that God used more people who needed a rebound than not. See, that's why I think the Bible, the Word of God, is so relevant. Friend, what about you today? Have you messed up? I mean, not just messed up, but I mean messed up. Dropped the ball, did a spiritual or moral faceplant. Well, I'm here to let you know today on this Thursday that it's not too late. See, if you're still here, if you're still breathing and still have a desire for God to use you without watering down or making excuses for your need for a rebound, it's not too late for you. And today we're going to take a look at a small glimpse of the life of Moses, because this man, he had a missed shot. In fact, he needed a rebound, a major rebound. In Exodus chapter 1, we see that there was the king who issued a law right after Joseph died. Exodus 1:8, it says, "Then a new king to whom Joseph meant nothing came to power in Egypt. Look," he said to his people, "the Israelites have become far too numerous for us. Come, we must deal shrewdly with them, or they will become even more numerous. And if war breaks out, we'll join our enemies, fight against us, and leave the country." So what this king did, he issued a decree that would kill all the Hebrew boys that were born by throwing them into the Nile River. So there was a couple who gave birth to what a Bible says called a handsome little boy, Moses. And the Bible also says that he was highly favored by God. God had a plan for little baby Moses. But the thing was, he was a little Hebrew boy. And both his parents knew that this boy, if they got caught with him, Pharaoh and his people would kill him and probably give the consequences to both his mother and father. So they tried to hide him. But when she could hide him no more, the Bible says, she trusted in the Lord and she placed baby Moses in a basket and pushed him down the Nile River, trusting God to deliver her baby. And it just so happens that Pharaoh's daughter was bathing in the Nile River when she saw this handsome little baby floating by. And so she took him as her own, and he grew up in Pharaoh's house. Exodus chapter 2, verse 11, jump down. It says, "One day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were and watched them at their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people, looking this way and that way, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. The next day he went out and saw two Hebrews fighting. He asked the one in the wrong, 'Why are you hitting your fellow Hebrew?' The man said, 'Who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian?' Then Moses was afraid and thought, 'What I did must have become known.'" So Moses knew that God was going to use him to deliver his people from the Egyptians. So when he saw one of the Egyptians messing with one of his own, he said that he was going to deliver one right now. And he killed the Egyptian. He went ahead of God. See, there's a difference between the calling of God and the timing of God. See, God just may give us a small glimpse of his plan and purpose for our lives, but it may take some time for it to actually go in effect or flourish. You know, God gave Joseph a dream that he would be a ruler, but it didn't even take place until, I think 13 years later. God told Abraham that he and his wife were going to have a son. God called Abraham to do some mighty things at the age of 75, but he didn't have a son until he was 100. Jesus waited about 30 years before his ministry actually started. See, there's a difference between the calling of God and the timing of God. So Moses thought his time was now. So in other words, he said, I got this. And he killed a man. See, he went ahead of God's plan. The Bible says, then Moses was afraid and thought, what I did must have become known. See, friend, he had a miscalculation. He had a missed shot because he knew that God called them to deliver Israel from the Egyptians. But his timing was off. You know, in 1993, Christian singer Michael English was on literally the top of the world. He really was. He was making well over $1 million a year. And back in 1993, $1 million was a big deal. It really was. See, in 1993, at the Gospel Music Awards, he won Artist of the Year, Male Vocalist of the Year, Song of the Year, Inspirational Recorded Song of the Year, and the Pop Contemporary Album of the Year. I mean, he was flying high. However, the very next day after the award show, it came out that he was having an affair with someone else. And every single Christian retailer pulled every album, pulled every CD, and pulled every cassette tape off their shelves. Every Christian radio station stopped playing his music, and he and his wife, Lisa, had a divorce because the matter had become known. You know, you ever watch a demolition of a building? It takes about 7 to 15 seconds for that building to collapse. See, in 7 to 15 seconds, a building that took a year or two to build collapses. It implodes. I wonder if anyone's listening today whose world has fallen apart. Fallen apart due to sin, due to your decisions, due to circumstances. Your world has collapsed. A dream has died, and you thought you would never be in this place or position. Moses was 40 years old, and by this time, by being 40 years old, you start thinking about your 401k. You start thinking about what you plan to do when you're retired here in about 20, 25 years. See, when Pharaoh heard of this, verse 15 of Exodus, he tried to kill Moses, but Moses fled from Pharaoh and went to live in Midian, where he sat down by a well. Within the next couple of verses, flash forward, we see Moses now a shepherd of sheep. And let me tell you something, being a shepherd of sheep isn't really the greatest job. It's probably one of the lowly jobs you can have. And he's 80 years old now. 80 years old. See, he's been there in the wilderness for 40 years and still no progress. I mean, the only job that he could get was shepherding the flock of his father-in-law. He was a man on the run. See, 80 years old, it would be easy to think, it's too late for me. It's too late. Nothing's ever going to change. My tomorrows will be like my today, and my today will be like my yesterday. Nothing will change. I'm forever doomed in this miserable life because this is the best that will ever happen to me. And then God shows up. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Keep that in your mental shelf for a second. He led his flock to the mountain of God. Verse 2. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. See, Moses was about to have the encounter of his life. See, when you are living in guilt, when you are living in the state of Moses, so to speak, you don't need another sermon. Now, don't get me wrong. Sermons are great, but you don't need another sermon. You don't need another Bible seminar, another Bible conference, another Wednesday night Bible study. All of that has its place. But when you are in the state of Moses, you need a fresh encounter with God. And that's exactly what Moses had. Verse 4, when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. Oh, man. Now, if you read this, I promise you, if you read this, most of us would skip this verse, kind of read over it, and try to get to the good stuff. But can I say today that verse 4 is the good stuff? Moses, Moses. I'll tell you what, it's probably been 40 years since he heard those words. 40 years. See, in the midst of Moses' failure, in the midst of Moses' guilt, in the midst of Moses' sin, in the midst of Moses' spiritual faceplant, God still remembered his name. God still remembered him. God still remembered his name. God still remembered the calling that he had for Moses. If you're listening today and you are in the wilderness, if you are in Midian, if you are dealing with the consequences of what you're going through, I just want to remind you today that God hasn't forgotten about you. Yeah, you may be dealing with consequences of your missed shot, but just remember that he still knows your name. Verse 7, the Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and bring them up out of the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go, I am sending you, Moses, to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. God said, so now go, I, who's I, that's God, am sending you, who's you, Moses, to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Watch this now, for 40 years, Moses has been prepared for leadership in Egypt. For another 40 years, he was out of leadership in the desert, kind of, because he was still in leadership. He was just only leading sheep. As far as he knew, it was too late. But God was going to use all of that, including his mess up, because he was going to lead the sheep of Israel out of Egypt. See, even in the consequences, God is still moving, friend. God is so great, the Bible says that he restores what the locusts have eaten. He's not going to let your mess him up. Nothing is wasted with God. Nothing. It's not too late for you today, friend. Remember that story I told you about Christian singer Michael English? You know, he's remarried now. And he's going around and singing and sharing about the restoration that God has done in his life. It's an amazing testimony. I encourage you to look into that. Go see him, read his book. But he says, I once had a resume that was impeccable. Now I have the worst you can imagine. But I'm more equipped to do this job than I have ever before. So friend, the next time you feel like God can't use you, just remember that Noah was a drunk. Abraham was too old. Jacob was a liar. Joseph was abused. Gideon was afraid. Samson was a womanizer. Rahab was a prostitute. Timothy was too young. Elijah was suicidal. Jonah read from God. Naomi was a widow. Peter denied Christ. John the Baptist ate bugs. The Samaritan woman was divorced 5 times. Zacchaeus was too small. And Lazarus was dead. What's your excuse? It's not too late for you. God can still use you. Don't be satisfied where you are in the wilderness. All you have to do is go to the mountain of God, which is spending some time in his presence, and get your fresh encounter with God. It may be a little time until he uses you, but come to him and he can recommission you back to service and give you a rebound, a second chance. That's the type of God that we serve.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound days to sing God's praise than when we first began.
Oh, beautiful song. That's Karen Peck. An Amazing Grace. Friend, I do thank you so much for letting me tag along with you on this Thursday. Hey, if you'd love to catch up with me, I'd love to hear from you. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. And don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.